This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Despite her attempt to get away, I've captured a PhD student, Kira Quinn, who was in the last session, one of the last sessions of the conference on planetary science, and told her that she can't leave until she tells me a little bit about what happened in that session. So, Kira, what was your favourite thing about the session?
My favourite talk was the explanation of how we characterise the atmosphere of rocky planets. So these are obviously really exciting objects because they're the best places for finding life outside of Earth.
Okay.
So the talk was explaining why new telescopes such as the James Webb Space Telescope and the ELT are going to be really useful for finding more of these small rocky planets and the spectral signatures that we need to find life.
Oh, so they're going to be able to find out that about their composition and what's in their atmosphere and things like that.
Yeah, so they're looking for biosignatures, which is like methane and water and CO2 and ozone. That means they have an atmosphere and could hold life. We're also looking for the presence of liquid water, not ice, because these biosignatures can't come through it. But if there's liquid water, then we might be able to detect these molecules.
That's exciting. So you're at Cardiff University.
I am.
What do you work on there? Is it related to this at all?
Not really. I work on star formation, so I guess there's a bit of an overlap that you get star formation and planet formation kind of happening in roughly the same way. But I work on isolated star formation, so that's low-mass stars forming on their own outside of giant molecular cloud structures.
Okay. And you had a poster, was it, this conference?
I did, yes. Yes, in the first poster session.
So what did it cover in particular?
It covered a subset of the cores that I'm studying. I have a sample of about 40 of these small isolated molecular clouds.
So they're like pre-stellar objects, is that what you'd call them? Or?
Yeah, some of them aren't even gravitationally bound. They're mostly just associations of gas.
Okay.
We don't know if they're ever going to form stars. Most of them don't have any signatures of it yet, so that's why they're interesting. They're the very first signpost of star formation. That's what we're looking for. So these cores are interesting because they're single star formation events. Normally they form in big clusters, and you're not sure if stars form the way they do because there's lots of them together, or if one star formation event causes another, things like that.
Okay.
So having little one stars forming on their own, that's interesting and new.
Okay, well, thank you very much.